In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Clifford Allen Sock Roberts, age 75, of Louisville, formerly of Campbellsville, died Saturday in Louisville. He is survived by his wife, Imogene Roberts, two daughters, Gwen Roberts and Lisa Clayton, and husband Byron of Louisville, three stepchildren, two sisters and two brothers, Evelyn Hunt, Peggy Hall, and husband Buster, Richard Buck Roberts and wife Teresa, all of Campbellsville, Jerry Roberts and wife Shirley of Louisville. Funeral services for Clifford Allen Sock Roberts will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Owen Funeral Home in Louisville with burial in Louisville. For more information locally, contact the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mr. Charles W. Watson, age 63, of Lebanon, died Saturday at Cedars of Lebanon Nursing Home. He is survived by two sons, Jeff and Jesse Sagrissey, both of Springfield, one brother, Jack Watson of Lebanon, four grandchildren. Funeral services for Charles Watson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Ryder Cemetery. Mrs. Anna Mae Hammer, age 91, of Lebanon, died Sunday at Cedars of Lebanon Nursing Center. She is survived by one daughter, Barbara Jean Bland, and her husband, Bernard of Lebanon, one brother, James Licklider of Louisville, one sister, Virginia Pontress of Louisville. Funeral mass for Anna Mae Hammer will be Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Lebanon with burial in the St. Michael Cemetery in Louisville. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. Mr. Tristan Catrillo Mitchell, age 21, of Sulphur Well, formerly of Greene County, died Saturday in Edmonton from injuries suffered in an automobile accident. He is survived by his wife, Crystal Horton Mitchell, four children, Tizon Sam J. Mitchell of Greensburg, Harmony Charisse Walter, Kiera Serenity Taki Horton, and Quentin Eugene Parks, all of Sulphur Well. His mother, Margaret Louise Mitchell Gunn of Atlanta, his father, Kelvin Mills of Campbellsville, two sisters and two brothers, Takesha Mitchell of Arkansas, Tierra Smith of Radcliffe, Michael Mitchell of Cave City, and Brandon Smith of Radcliffe. One brother-in-law, Aaron Edwards of Sulphur Well, father-in-law and mother-in-law, Jeff Park and Joyce Horton, both of Sulphur Well, grandmother-in-law, Magdalene Scott of Sulphur Well. Funeral services for Tristan Catriel Mitchell will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial on the Mitchell Family Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Mrs. Ruby Clarkson Dye, age 90, of Gravel Switch, died Sunday at the Life Care Center in Bardstown. She is survived by two sons, Josh Dye of Louisville, George William Dye of Gravel Switch, one daughter, Estelle Hubbard of Lebanon, nine grandchildren, several great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ruby Clarkson Dye will be Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Elders Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.